Parliament Podcast.
Hey guys.
Hey guys.
Hello.
Welcome back to another episode of Parliament Podcast with Davia and Dani. And my name is Davia, and if it's your first time listening to this podcast, I hope you like it here. Remember to add us as your favorites and subscribe. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. And I don't know, so it's Dani here. And I'm glad to come out tonight, come out this morning, whenever I'm not listening. Big up on yourself, keep on yourself nice, clean, and proper, COVID-free. Yes, yes, yes. So.
All right. So if you don't know, this weekend, you didn't go say something, Danny?
No.
This weekend, we're switching things up a bit. This weekend, we are allowing some of our listeners, some of our followers to choose the topic that we talk about. And in case you missed the first one, you can always go back and listen and then come back and listen to this one. So, Dani, who do we have with us tonight?
All right.
Today, this afternoon.
Today, guys, I got my baby here with me, my school sister from back in the nice, good days of high school, my sugar bumps, and I probably did hear her when she did say hi the first time. Be a beloved little sis, say your name, introduce yourself, tell us where we can find you. Yeah.
Hi, guys, it's Jada. Affectionately known as JDIY on YouTube. I'm a creative.
YouTuber?
I like crafting.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm a YouTuber. I consider myself a Jamaican DIYer, you know, first of its kind. So, yeah. Yes. If you want to learn the skills, then just go on YouTube and search JDIY. You're welcome.
Yeah. Anything else?
I'm, as Dani mentioned, you know, she's my school sister. We know each other from high school. I'm still currently at high school. I'm currently at Denby doing sixth form, so that's that. But that's all you need to know. I'm a creative, and Dani is my sister.
Yeah. Hey, guys. So.
So, Jada.
Go on, Davy.
What topic did you choose for us today, tonight?
I wanted to talk about bullying in Jamaica, just overall. So, on the bullying goes back to, like, how Jamaicans deal with teasing and how it can be, like, a bigger issue and how it can also lead to, like, mental effects even in adults and as young adults and even as teens, so. Bullying in Jamaica.
Okay. And is there a reason behind this topic?
I mean, it's
why
a personal
topic.
Yeah, it's a personal topic to me because, like, I've been a victim of
a victim.
Yeah, I've been a victim. Plus, I've seen where, like, you know, certain things how Jamaicans are, like, for example, even like how boys are told to act as, like, oh, boys aren't allowed to cry because, you know, they're supposed to be tough and they're supposed to be manly. And if you think about it, sometimes when there's a certain stuff to boys, it can be really insensitive, and that's even a form of bullying. So bullying doesn't have to be like, oh, you go to school and somebody tease you. It can be from friends, it can be from parents, it can be from your brother and your sister. So just a whole system.
And that's true. That's facts. How about you, Davy? Have you ever been acting?
Have I ever been bullied?
Yeah.
I don't think I have, no. No.
But you have been teased before.
Yeah, I was just getting to that. I don't think I've been a victim of direct bullying per se. But indirect bullying, yes. Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
I feel like every Jamaican has, you know, has been teased in a sense. It's like, oh, a joke here makes it, like, always play off as that. But really and truly, sometimes, like, it even it stays with some people. Like, they don't even realize that this really mentally affected them till probably later on. And even goes on, because, you know, that us as Jamaicans don't really take mental health seriously. And since recently, like, even, like, our generation are trying to make it an open conversation. So there's lots of stuff where that you can think about where it's like, okay, it derives from teasing, in a sense. It's like it's being insensitive. So.
Yeah. For me, per se, yes, I've been a victim of bullying. And I've been teased. Everything, you know, everything. I've been through it. But you know, say, once me come on here with a topic, and, you know, there's a definition, me go in it. You understand? So, basically, me do a little Googling.
Big up to Scooby-Doo and Mustafa in the background. Yeah. I make people them know say all of this podcast are gone.
Yeah,
I remember the recent name them. But big up to the dogs.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. them well one day in the podcast. You understand? But they have to attack from afar. Yeah. So, bullying, they say here, it includes actions such as making threats, spreading rumors, attacking some physically, and this can be an individual thing, or it can include like a group of persons, and sometimes they do it on purpose, or sometimes it is intentionally done. This is not in the definition, but they did say there was a part that they say kids who bully, they use it for power. But I want to also add that bullying is not just done by kids. It's done by people overall, whether that's
adults,
your roommates, whether it's your working partner, whether that's your intimate partner, family members. The list goes on. So there's not really a set person. It's just some regular person in your life who just make your life a living hell. So, yeah. All right. That's the end of the definition.
You'd be your own friends most of the time, so.
Facts.
Most of the time.
Yeah, because even some friendships. Even some friendships are really toxic, and when you think about it, it's like, yo, like, that person is really bullying that person, and because, like, they're so used to being. They're just so used to, like, that friendship. They're so, you know, just in that one little circle. It's like if they branch out, they're scared that somebody else might treat them that way. So it's like, okay, let's just stay with this one person. And it's also like even brainwashing and cause a lot of trust issues and a whole bag of baggage.
Yeah. So on a fact, like bullying has a lot of negative factors, and because of that.
Only negative, no positive, not today.
There's only a small positive.
Where's the positive?
There's only a small positive.
Yes, I mean,
and
I
only
guess
a small amount of people can actually manage to make a positive
situation
out of bullying.
That is true. It's so funny that even though I knew the topic, but me did kind of forgot about it because me did attack to Jada. But today, before we started the podcast, I was watching something on Instagram, and it was basically a guy who he connected to somebody who had like this type of app, and basically, I need a little water. I'm getting some little water, guys. I am sorry.
If there's anybody out there from Catherine Speak or Water or Blue Mountain or iCool or 876, if your mother work at the company, it could be a neighbor or a taxi driver, mother, sister, anybody. If y'all are looking to sponsor somebody, I mean, we're right here. So just putting that out there and allowing the universe to do its thing.
Even all water commission, we'll do a little promo. Yeah. So so yeah, basically it was like the guy reached out. It's like that, like our catfish thing, but not near to catfish. So anyways, the guy said his story was that he was bullied in high school and he didn't think that nobody in the high school would remember him or loved him or even value him as a person. And he was bullied and it was a high school reunion, so like a 10-year thing. He did a performance and it was quite embarrassing because he had a wedgie on stage and everybody laughed him to scorn. So basically he got this guy to come and it's like they did an undercover thing where they got another actor who looks kind of like him and they're supposed to go around and kind of redeem himself from that performance that he did that was very embarrassing. Anyways, it happened where everybody, I talked to the guy, but a couple people I realized that, hey, this is like, so the person named Marcus. No, you're not Marcus, and everybody keep on a catch on. So the act kind of failed. In the end of it all, the person, like one of his close friends, realized that, okay, it's not him, but they were explaining his struggles, like Masalai. He had friends, but he was really bullied in school, and it was really hard. And, like, after all those friends are gone, like, he really didn't have anybody. But after everybody realized that that person is a fraud and the real guy came out, he realized that people actually did care about him and love him and so. And it did just, it's like a little plot twist to the whole thing. But, yeah, that's just, like,
I mean, I mean, they have this saying where, like, they say kids are just really bad people, if you think about it. Kids are cruel. And sometimes, you know, they do really insensitive stuff at a time. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And it's like, deep down, they really care. And it's just because they don't know how to express themselves fully. Because some kids do. They don't know how to express themselves fully. And they have their own opinions. But because they have peer pressure and probably other stuff that's going on in their household. So it's like, okay, I'm just come to school. I have my problems. This person just seems perfect. I seem all right. Let me just tease them. Or really and truly, probably care about the person, you know. But it's just like you're just using your own situation to blind all of that.
And because, other people, yeah. And another
thing. Yeah, so just use them as a punching bag. Like, yo, take this.
And because them soft, them take it too. And another thing is that sometimes people are really just jealous of some people and just want people to be insecure so that they can have power and they can feel relevant and they can feel like they are the center of the universe and everybody should bow. Why can't that? But yeah, everybody should, like, you know, praise them. You understand? So, bullying.
And not only to even praise them to Danny, it's like, you have to also look at it as like, you know, for them, in a sense, to not feel alone. So it's like, okay, I feel horrible about myself. Like, why do you seem perfect?
Yeah, it was just about
Yeah, like, why do you seem perfect? Like, you know, feel how I'm feeling so that I don't feel so alone. And I feel better, but I still get to laugh at you because this is embarrassing.
Yeah.
And then sometimes, the bully is using teasing or bullying as a self-defense in a kind of way. For example, if he or she is insecure about something, instead of having people point it out, they probably point out other things about other people so as to, like, distract people from noticing that specific thing about themselves. So you have to kind of look at it from that. Not that I'm picking up for bullies or anything, but there's always a flip side to every situation.
Yeah, but I have to also look at, there are actually three sides to a story. You know, there is my side, your side, and the truth. But, I mean, I am a type of person where I don't look at things on, like, one angle. As a person that's a victim of bullying, I do look on, like, you know, the persons that bullied me. I look on their side and their situation. I look at mine. And it's like, sometimes it just amazed me just how, just the whole insight of it. Because, you know, I wasn't bullied by girls per se. I was bullied by guys. So I was really insecure about, I was really insecure about like my, about my weight and my hair, because I was like,
and you're first of here? All,
yes.
Pause, stick a pin. If you ever meet Zeta, Zeta girl. Has one of the most prettiest hairs here ever. You understand? She, like, not that we're saying that cool ear, nice and anything. No, we're not just saying because every hair is beautiful. But if you ever see Jada here, guys. But anyways, carry on. Carry on.
Yes, the reason was because I don't look like a high schooler. And because, like, I couldn't manage my hair at the time and, like, how I wanted to express myself, I couldn't. So it's like, I just didn't do much with my hair. Now I'm just twist my hair in a two or pent it up or something and that's it. Like, it still look cute, you know. And I was comfortable, but it never, like, it never really bothered me till they started to point it out. Because, you know, I'm looking at girls my age, you know, them, which is, it's not me. And I've known this for a longer time. It's like, I'm not the type of girl for you going to the bathroom, brush up them ears and spend hours. That's not me. But, like, you know, see those girls, you know, getting all, in a sense, dolled up and, you know, they're getting guys' attention. I felt like, you know, something did wrong with them. I said, sure, nothing wrong with me. And I most had guy friends. So I was like, oh, nothing wrong. But then when these guys, you know, started playing on all these insecurities, start talking about my hair, start talking about my weight and how petite I am, like, it just kind of, you know, draw me back and be like, yo, like, all these insecurities that I've thought, and I was like, okay, nothing is wrong, I'm fine and I'm okay. But when they played on it, like, it really, yes, it still affects me. Yeah, so that's where, and I suffered with low self-esteem from grade 3. So, like, all of that just coming back, and it just goes to show that everything is related.
Yeah.
Because
carry on.
Continue. Yeah, so everything is related. So because I already suffered with low self-esteem from grade 3, and, you know, I've gotten over that, and then to, in a sense, be brought back to a traumatic event where it's like, you know, this is just playing on that emotion, and then I just go back to that time in my life, I just feel like, yo, I'm not worth it, and they're just playing on this all because... But it's like a youth, like, it was just crazy. It was just crazy.
Mm-hmm. And
then this go back to our self-esteem, self-confidence and self-doubt episode, our first episode, actually. And it also ties in with the mental health episode that we have, because bullying can cause you to have social anxiety. We never hear what you said on
it. Self-love, too, the self-love episode that we did, too.
And I always say this, I've said this on so many episodes, and I'm just going to continue saying it because as I continue to progress in life, I realize that this is a major issue. You cannot just get up and think that you can say anything what you feel like, anything will come out your mouth to people, because I promise you.
Yeah, like words have power.
Are the simple things I said to people, brother. Mm-hmm. The simple things can send them so far and affect them so bad, because majority of the negative comments that I've gotten over the years, brother, I can't tell them word for word, punctuation mark for punctuation mark, and I'm 20 now, and those happened years ago.
Right.
So, just be kind. We say this, like, you know, take nothing off of you, brother.
Just be kind, people. Because trust me,
like, it's free, no? It doesn't cost much. It don't cost at all.
It really doesn't. And as I said, like, there's guys, I don't think we'll be able to, like, speak on a lot of these things. But to just even touch it, I will see. You know, it's okay. But I remember this one time, people even used to make guys feel like it's okay, because just because you like a girl, you're going to treat her bad.
True.
Yeah, I remember that.
Sounds like it's a Jamaican thing too. So it's like, oh, because
it's still a thing, you know?
Yeah.
It still is. It's like, it's, oh, pretty much because a boy trouble a girl, a boy like her.
Like
the boy
like
the girl. Don't
worry yourself, darling.
Yeah.
It
annoys
me. And sometimes it's really not.
I don't know if you guys saw that video that Terry, Donnie, you're very low.
Really?
I don't know. Yes. All
right, no, that's out. Mm-hmm. Go again.
I don't know if you guys saw that video that Terry Carroll posted a couple months ago where this bag of boys, I don't know if it was, yes, it was his girlfriend. And I'm telling you that these are teenagers, them not past 15. And his him girlfriend, let me put that in quotation marks, him girlfriend, and supposed to see how him deal with her and him like, he's literally hitting her in a boxer and gonna fling her at the wall. And his group of friends around him, I say, yeah, I saw you deal with girl. I saw you fi deal with her. And nobody now pick up her. Nobody now tell him, say, you can't treat a girl like that. But because of this society, which part we are living, how people project certain things, they make it seem as if it's okay.
And it's really
And it all goes back to how boys are raised. Boys are supposed to be.
Sometimes it's really not, you know, because, I'm doing a male-dominated course, so I have a lot of guys around me, and if their mother ever hears say after them talk about women, or, you know, describe women, them mother would have said, I don't know, so grow you. Sometimes guys do it.
And growth not necessarily mean in the home, in the name. Growth not necessarily mean in the home or with your parents. It's all about your environment, where you see, where your neighbor do. So it's not just about his home.
And also, remember that when you think about it, we spend majority of our time at school. Even though we're not physically at school now, but we spend most of our time with our peers. So that's also another foundation. So who you associate with also helps to define you. So if a boy associates with boys who come from abusive homes and don't know how to properly treat ladies, and them see how probably male figures around them treat ladies, you know, them kind of dash for them home training and take up, you know, the bad boy mentality and start to treating girls awful. And then it's like when a girl complains and says, oh, he shouldn't be treating me this way, like, there's nobody to defend her. Because it's boys, boys being boys. And that's the thing, you know, it's boys being boys.
And I realize again that the conversation is a bit biased because we're all girls.
Yeah, that's true.
And this happens all the time. So don't come for us.
But I'm going to turn the topic a little bit and come off boys and come off how women also tear down women. Before I go to that, let me go back on the boy one. I remember this one time when a guy said to me, no, I just started high school. And this guy used to call me. Big up to him, cause at the end of it, we did end up turn friends. But he used to bully me, and him, like, I just left high school. I just left primary school, and me did I get bullied left, right, and center? In a primary school, and me said, nah, come at high school, make nobody come make me feel this way. Anyways, it got to me where I blacked out, brother, and I'm in no say. The boy knock out, brother, and a nurse him have to go. He was unconscious. Basically,
then when you knocked out somebody before me to come?
Before you come, girl, me then a grade 17 time there. And what happened was...
And that's on self-defense.
And it's like, me basically some puppy boy and him just knock out, but me not really too quiet. Remember, I go because after what he said to me just went blank. And... No, I'm gonna come off of the topic of boys, but girls. I remember that when I was in primary school, you used to have some group of girls. These girls were older than me. You understand me? And in a one little way, young me, me used to low key look up to these girls. You understand? But them used to call me every name in the book except like little hoish ones. Them. But some of my hoish ones and then used to even say. And it's like, I used to wonder why. They used to call me, say me fat and me ugly. One thing they could have said about me is that me stink. But they even say it because, you know, I just them. Them used to walk me down and say it behind my back. Sometimes in front of me. Sometimes they would push me. And me like, what me ever do? Oh no. You understand me? What have I ever done to you guys? And you see, the thing is, the sad part about it all was that at the end of the day, the while we are going on the one bus, because then time we used to have like this bus will pick we up, for like a chartered bus with go with community, and in the bus then can't say nothing. But as soon as they come out of the bus, it starts again, because then you know, so they know today with the bus driver being there, they couldn't say certain things to me. And me used to hate go on the transportation every morning, because I am expecting it as soon as me come off of the bus or something. Sometimes they would have, then me used to have like natural hair back then, and they used to drag me here, and you understand them kind of little petty stuff there. Then now me come to high school. I wasn't really bullied in high school, but me did have friends who try to tear me down. You understand me? And me have friend who try to get me. Good, Danny, you know. Danny, when I do mix up and chat blender, you know. Then me that try make a nice little smoothie out of me, you know, guys. Anyways, we're Dean and all them thing, they come in, you know, so. And the thing is, I had a reputation. You understand me? I had a good character and I had a reputation. So when them did a try tear down my name, nobody really believed them because of the person who I was. Girl, you know, so at one point they used to ask, some girl used to want to call me extortionist, brother. Listen, rumors.
Where were you?
Yeah, them spread rumors like them stuff there for me. And you're like, okay.
You see, this is the time, the name of girls are spend tearing on each other, we could have built each other, because think about it. You know, we like, people already say, like, that is why, like, I have mostly male friends and female friends. And my male friends are like, sometimes they just don't understand, like, why girls behave the way that I do. And it's like, I'm saying, make you understand that, and I call them confused, but they call me confused. And I just wish, like, we as girls can just come together and unite, and, you know, alright, for example, if me and a guy attack, and me friend to the guy cheat upon me with Danny, why me must get upon myself to come beat up Danny? Why me and Danny, not promoting violence in the guys, but why me and Danny just come beat up the brother, or, you know, or do something to him instead of attacking
me? Always wonder the same thing.
Me always wonder myself.
Make him not understand the logic.
Me not understand it, brother.
There's no validation for say, yo, what? Am I a man? It was like, bro, like, we got both of us got played.
Yes.
And I can't understand. And I don't understand the girls them one. No. So the boy have a girlfriend and still, why? How?
It's all about the hype, brother. So you can hype on the girl and say, your girl, you're out there. I will guess, mom, you're taking man. It's just for the hype.
Just like when Ahudit said, smack a diamond or a spy, I got your man and you can't do anything about it. But then me big up.
And just for the hype.
But big up Daniel and Chanel Mir, the same guy.
Chanel Mir.
Daniel,
you're really my brother.
Right?
But why we can't even sing a song? Me not even remember where line go. But same guy, guys. Yeah, listen, bullying needs to stop. It really needs to stop. And I think that we need to stop tearing down each other as women, as male. Males stop tearing down women. Males stop tearing down males. And let's just build ourselves. You understand? If you have a problem with somebody, just talk about it. You understand me? Just like say,
yeah, like Jamaicans don't communicate as much.
Yeah, we kind of do.
If we think about it.
That avenue.
Yes.
Jamaicans turn and ignorant. Yeah. What you have to do?
Outside of the I was saying, like, outside of the physical sphere, outside of the physical interaction and bullying and stuff, virtual bullying is a big thing, especially now since, you know, everything is basically virtual. Yep. If somebody, on every post, I can guarantee that on every post,
there's something negative.
If you go through the comments, there's always that there's always that group of person, but always have something bad to say. True. And personally, when I'm putting up things, brother, I'm not just put up things for some time. So sometimes it takes like 2 business days for me to think about it. Like, do you really want to post this?
Sometimes, you know, like, I avoid posting.
I'm always just so afraid of what people are going to say. And if we do post it, like, after 5 minutes, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. And me delete it because I just, me can't.
Yeah, like, I avoid posting sometimes just because, like, I don't want anybody to text me and say this. Because even though, like, on WhatsApp, I can block people, but that's, like, too much energy. Me can't put that. So I'm just not post nothing.
Facts. And it takes too much. It takes too much for, like, I block people out. But sometimes, I don't really know what goes on in, like, people's head. For like want to belittle people or downgrade people, guys. I don't know. I don't know why it's a thing. I don't know where it comes from. I do know where some of it comes from. Where like society projects this type of profile and this image that people need to live by. So sometimes people tear down people. But sometimes I don't see why people like to bully people, you know? Like, and sometimes it even comes from homes. Let us talk about family bullying, you know. Yeah, your black or ugly man. How you get
stuff? Your mother eat.
Eh?
Mm-hmm.
You need to take a. You now grow like a batty. Eh? A walk one for your gut.
Lord Jesus.
You understand me? Like, like all this one time in a guy. No, I'm not saying that I'm going to go in it. But a whole your face a break out, so. We are get. Look on the big old bump in your face. You can't bust that.
Girl, listen, that just triggered me, brother. That triggered me. That was such a, I can't even find a word to describe it. High school? Like, high school, why you need to point out the fact that I have a bump on my face? Like, if you want to get me in a bad mood, if you want me to curl up in a corner, do that. Worse, if I'm in a public, do it. If I try to get me upset or so, yeah. Just say that.
Brother, I don't know. Like,
for me.
Obviously, I'm going to know so I'm bubbling in your face. Obviously, you know, so you lose some weight or gain some weight. And the next thing.
And my face is like one of the biggest insecurities because it always a breakout and I have a hella long nose. So, I don't really want nobody to tell me about what I put on my face. Maybe don't do it.
Like, for me, it's how I'm very small. For those who know me, I'm very petite.
Jada is like 4 feet, guys.
No, I'm not 4 feet. I'm exactly 5 feet flat.
I'm joking, guys.
You go, girl.
She's cute, guys. She's a little cutie.
But it's like, if you see me, it's not even about height in the knee. Mm-hmm. Because you have some girls that are, like, my same height, but them still look bigger and body. Like, if you see me, you're going to take me for, other than hearing my voice, because person said my voice was very mature. But, like, if you don't hear me talking, just see me, you're going to think, say me at 12.
No, like, real talk, if you don't see Jada Fitchu in real life, you're probably think she's at 12. Because the way how she even dress, she has this nice little personality. Yeah. Facts.
Yeah, so for me, it's like...
Say that again, Danny. Say that P word there again.
I don't remember what I say.
Oh, you're curled up for personality.
Yeah, you're pretty tough.
That's how I said it. Personality? I don't know.
Personality.
I don't know. But yeah. I'm going to feel nice.
Yeah, so as I was saying, like, for me, it's all petite. I'm like, person say, you know, girl, you know, get like a height, you know, put on like a body. I'm like, ask me jeans them. I don't know. And like, it's something where they annoy me. Like, if you want me to get upset, talk about my height, talk about how petite I am. And it's like, for me, I hate buying, like, shopping is like one of the worst things. I mean, I like it. I don't hate buying clothes. I hate it.
Yep.
Going forward, I think what we need to practice is acceptance.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like I've learned just to accept what you see. I've learned to accept
who we are and move on. You don't need to point out the obvious, brother. We have mirroring thing there. We know what we look like.
If I had $1 Jamaican for every time somebody tells me something short, I'm a little, I'm look actual. I would be rich. More rich.
Yeah. And definitely, guys, like, even though we're wrapping up now, we definitely have to go have a part 2. to this because I don't think we even touch it really. We just smear some part of it. But, like, guys, you have to have self-love for yourself. I don't need to project self-love. There's nothing wrong with being kind to people. And there's nothing wrong with this nice word, mind your own business. Okay? You understand? Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You see people and you probably have a problem with how they look, how they dress. That is your problem, not your problem to project on them to make it their insecurities. Sometimes you just need to think about other people and how they will feel. Like before you say, I get a little bit of fat and sour in. When you're not even close to the person, you know,
I keep it to yourself.
Just like, you know, and then just like, what's your problem? I already know. Something I need to say to her. Left it. You understand? Just leave it. Don't try to make people out here smile. We need to stop. We need to come out of the mentality of tearing down each other's and start building each other's so that Jamaica can grow. Yeah, anything?
And the world by extension.
Yeah, Jada, any facts. Encouragement remarks, closing remarks
to anybody that's out there that, you know, has faced bullying or currently still, you know, being affected by it, like spend time with yourself and find what you like and find different outlets. It could be writing poetry. For me, it's craft. For me, it's just being creative in general. So find your outlet. And sometimes even your outlets can even pay off in so many other ways that you don't even know.
Yep.
So take this bad experience and make it into art.
Yeah, I agree. So, yeah.
And I know that as Jamaicans, we like to follow the crowd and we see being kindness as a form of weakness. But, as I've always said and will continue to say, your words weigh so heavily on people and the actions them take and the way them feel about themselves. And, you know, actually, just remember that TikTok based on this topic. Anyways, these words, these things that you're saying, they have long-term effects on people. So, as Donnie said, mind your business, keep it pushing. And if you see something that's not pleasing to your eye, that's okay, that's fine, but you don't need to always point it out, okay?
Mufasa saying bye, guys.
Yeah, the dogs are saying bye.
Who?
Mufasa. He's saying bye.
The dogs are saying bye, guys. Make sure to stay on the follow.
Remember to follow us on the gram.
Follow me on Instagram and, you know, follow my YouTube page at JDIY for craft content and.
Yeah. Water. Yes, 76.
Maurice from the last episode.
Yeah. Any water company if you want to sponsor us because I was hella thirsty through this.
The final notes, they were like, we're both really kind. So, like, if any of our listeners out there, and like one purchase a mic or so, a little Love Valley or lapel mics. I've never done this and it feels so weird. But too serious. But yeah, that's it from us, guys.
Love, love. Take care.
Mm-mm. Thank you for listening. And see you week after next week. Bye.
Bye bye.
Thanks for coming, JDIY.
Thank you. It was a lovely discussion.
Yes, it was.
You know?
This message is brought to you by Jada in association with Holamet's Podcast.
You grow, you learn, and you move on.